What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All right, good to have you with us as we kick off our number two right here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio. Tune in. Good to have you aboard. Mad Max on the other side of the glass, and coming up in 10 or 11 minutes, Mr. Chick Hernandez will be on the television call on WUSA 9 tonight, 7:30, the pregame coverage. It's the I thought the game started at 7:30, but they're listing it in the Commander's official guide as 8 o'clock.
Oh.
I thought it was a 7:30.
Google said 7:30. I trusted Google, and that was my first mistake.
Yeah, I've heard 7:30 as well. So, honestly, I'm not sure, but, it was listed as 7:30. But the Commander's official guide is saying 8 o'clock for preseason week one. Either way, we will straighten it out with Mr. Chick because surely he would know what time he's got to be on the air instead of in the hanging out in the press box.
Yeah, I got to know what time I center my dinner around, Chris. Yeah. I need to know.
Well, that is true. I will tell you this. I went to the Army-Navy game 2 years ago at Gillette Stadium. It was my first trip ever to Gillette Stadium. Awesome to be there. Great, great, great. They took good care of us. Mad Max, they had so I'm a simpleton when it comes to food, right? I love soup, though. So they had, of course, New England clam chowder.
Mm-hmm.
And then they even had some lobster bisque in the press box. And then at halftime, they broke out the lobster rolls.
Seafood tower?
Ooh, no, lobster the lobster rolls.
Oh,
it was tremendous. It was tremendous. Good eats up at Gillette Stadium.
Incredible eats.
In Foxborough.
Shout
out anytime. Yeah, anytime you could get little lobster and New England clam chowder, as I sound like a terrible Bostonian. But anyway, Chick will join us from Foxborough coming up here in just a wee little bit. All right, so more from Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, who, again, I don't want to say like he's the only one. I mean, certainly Rappaport has had his things. Schefter has had plenty of things. And obviously Schefter and Fowler work together, and they work with John Keim and so on and so forth. So I just want to make sure that we're establishing where this information is coming from, right? We know the agent is talking to a lot of people in the media. We understand that. We don't know exactly who is talking on the Commander side, but I think Fowler is pretty connected with at least one big name, okay? I'll just leave it at that. That being said, Fowler has been making the rounds on ESPN television shows and on Rio's podcast What's the official name of the podcast? I forgot.
Not 100% sure. Rio Robinson put it out on his YouTube Rio channel, Robinson's the Rio Robinson Show.
Yeah, I mean, Rio is great, right? So we want to make sure we give him credit.
Of course.
So this, the next part that we hear is what, Max?
I'm not sure kind of which ones were. I think, so Kevin and I played a good majority of them over the show, of course, of our show earlier this morning. I think I do want to go 1 through 5 on these because they're all, like, the first five are really, really information dense. So he kind of expands Rio's first question. I'll just let Rio ask.
Okay.
This is creating hostility and division amongst the fan base. It's either Team Adam Peters or Team Terry McLaurin. This situation, is it as tricky as it sounds?
It is, yes. This is a situation where the team and the player have different interpretations of the wide receiver market and what they're willing to do. And that gulf has been pretty wide, as opposed to some other situations where maybe it's a little closer and they're just going to haggle over details. This seems to be, at least from what I've gathered, more of a fundamental difference or belief in how this should go. So because of that, you're looking at a pretty big gap. You know, I think Washington is willing to give him a raise from where he is, but not up into the money and the stratosphere that we've seen these bigger receiver contracts, you know, where Terry can say, hey, you could probably argue Terry McLaurin's a better player than DK Metcalf, and DK Metcalf got $32 million. So it's a very hard discussion, and the way the market has gone with other players has sort of complicated the situation.
All right, so that's Jeremy Fowler with Rio Robinson, right, on his podcast of ESPN, and you hear, again, how difficult this, you know, if there was only one radio show that was screaming to the high heavens about how difficult this was last December, it's the one you're listening to right now, hopefully. Live, tape, rewind, on demand, whatever apparatus you have to use, whatever platform you have to use, there's only one. Everyone else thought, oh, nothing to see here, nothing to look at. It's going to be great. Not so great. More Jeremy Fowler with Rio on the Terry McLaurin situation.
So this is just kind of the big, like what the big sticking point kind of is for the team on their side. So let's hear it.
The age and the third contract is the issue here. You know, I think that the Commanders look at that as something that should warrant more of a reasonable price, at least in their mind, you know. And yes, at a position like receiver, where it's about explosion and it's about keeping your legs fresh, you know, that age 30 threshold can be important, as opposed to maybe some other positions where guys won't slow down as quickly. You know, I think of Cam Hayward, defensive tackle in Pittsburgh, wants a rework contract. He's 35 and was just an all pro. You know, not that McLaurin can't do that, it's just harder to do. So It's you know, you also have to remember where Adam Peters, the GM, comes from. He came from San Francisco, where they have been unafraid to tackle difficult contract situations and let it get ugly and play out and have guys hold out, all those things. So he seems like an unmovable force in that way. And so that's why I just don't see a clear path in something getting done just yet. I think both sides are going to have to be a little more uncomfortable for a while. But I do ultimately think it gets done somewhere. You know, you have too much momentum going on. You already have a lot on Jaden Daniels' shoulders. To ask him to carry the offense without Terry is a big one.
All right, that is, again, ESPN's Jeremy Fowler on with Rio Robinson on his podcast. So, again, appreciate both of that. We'll get back to more of those cuts after Chick Hernandez joins us next from New England, where he will be on the call tonight for WUSA 9. For the preseason lid lifter between the Washington Commanders and the New England Patriots. Mr. Chick, straight ahead from Foxborough, next on the Team 980. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, baby, you know we're playing this, A, one of two reasons. It's a feel-good football Friday, the first one of the year, baby.
Right.
And two, because this is Mr. Chick Hernandez's walk-up song. Whenever he comes out of the TV locker room area onto the set at WUSA 9, or tonight at Gillette Stadium, they just start belting this out, baby. Mr. Chick Hernandez is nice enough to join us on this Friday in advance of calling the Commanders preseason lid lifter tonight, which you can, of course, watch on WUSA 9. Is that right, Mr. Chick? Is that what I heard? Are my sources correct on this?
Your sources are incorrect on the walk-up song. It's been all I do is win for the last two decades.
Oh,
so anyway,
damn.
Yes, call of the game with B. Mitch tonight, the legend.
Mr. Chick's like
7:30 start time, WUSA 9, and I'm about to leave the hotel.
Okay.
To head over, because apparently it's a little bit crazy over at the stadium with the Tom Brady statue reveal.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes. So Mr. Chick totally did not like the Love Shack walkout. That's okay. That's
all
right.
I didn't say that.
I've made a note for the future, Chick.
Yeah, all he does is win on the golf course and everything in between. Thank you for doing this. I appreciate it. Mentioned the Tom Brady statue. That's, you know, that's more for the Patriots fans.
Sure.
Tonight, with the broadcast, you know, look, preseason football is what it is. We all know the result doesn't matter, but kind of the process. Is that how you approach the broadcast? Is it, you know, because I watch you do a number of these, but I'm not in the booth with you. Like, is it the same? How do you approach it from a broadcast standpoint where you're trying to teach and educate a little bit, because not every fan has seen these guys?
Well, it's 90 players per, obviously, minus some starters. So it's a little bit different than the regular season when I call stuff for, you know, CBS for college football. So it's a lot. It's a little different. And I'm educating myself. What are you talking about? I mean, the 89th guy on the roster, I'm going, who the hell is that again? B. Mitch, all he has to do is react. We were laughing because he goes, I said, you know, we got to identify Patriots too. He goes, I don't got to do that because this is a Commanders broadcast. I said, well, in effect, he doesn't. He just has to react to the play. I have to be able to get the names right and all that jazz. But I approach it like – you're going to see a lot of young faces, and I'm hoping for somebody to shine. And if that person starts to shine, then we'll kind of focus on them a little bit as they start to make this roster. So I'm anxious to see who's going to do what.
Right. Most of the starters obviously aren't going to play. I don't know what they're going to do with Connerly. I assume he's going to play, but he's not technically fully a starter. Is there one player on offense? I assume it's Bill, but maybe it's somebody else that you're most looking forward to watching?
That's Bill. It's Bill. It's going to be Bill. Yes. Bill in the running game, Jalen Lane in the return game. That's how I think he's going to make this squad primarily, is to shine a little bit there. But, Kroski Merritt looked great in practice, but it's been practice. Now let's see it against, another team in full tackle. He could be one of the steals of the draft if this kid is what we think he might be. And then talking to the coaches, they're very impressed. So let's see it in action, and he could be a perfect fit for Cliff Kingsbury.
Mr. Chick Hernandez will be on the call, WUSA 9, tonight from Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, the preseason lid lifter, the Commanders, and the New England Patriots. Of course, B. Mitch will be alongside Brian Colbert as well on the television broadcast down on the sidelines. From defense, is it Trey Amos or is it somebody else that you're most interested in?
What I'm really trying to figure out is how you pronounce his last name, because it's very funny to me. It's Amos or Amos, because actors, when they go A-M-O-S, is Amos. I'm going to have to ask him at some point. Trey is one of the guys that I am certainly – he's looked so comfortable in his own skin in that secondary. It would be great to have a guy come in as a rookie and you don't have a whole lot of question marks, Emmanuel Forbes. So I want to see that. I want to see him progress, and I think he has. I mean, Joe Witt Jr. said each day has been better at practice. So you nailed it. Trey Amos is one of the guys that I'd like to see. And Kay Medrano in the linebacker core.
Yeah.
I'd love to see him. Got a great attitude, got a good motor, and could be so many different things for Joe Witt Jr.
I'm trying to, as I look at this, right, I mean, we, again, know the results don't matter, but year two, like last year, and I'm pretty sure if I remember correctly, you were on the call at MetLife Stadium for Jaden's first game. He's not going to play tonight, I don't think, or at least he's not expected to play.
Yeah, surprise.
I heard Mahomes was going to play. There, several quarterbacks were going to play. A lot of quarterbacks weren't going to play. Zach Taylor in Cincinnati wants his guys to play a lot. How do you look at preseason now? Does the joint practice the other day wipe out the importance even further of the preseason game, or is it still important in your eyes?
Well, it's important, but there's not a question mark for number 5. He answered all the questions last year, so there's not a question mark there for him. He gets enough work in practice, and in the joint practice, he got a lot of work. So that seeing him doesn't concern nothing like that. So you got to, as funny as it sounds, you got to get a number 3 quarterback.
No, I think that's important. I think that's important because Hartman's been up and down. When Cliff Kingsbury is, he's been up and down. Josh Johnson's got all the experience in the world. But Mr. Check, I say all the time. I mean, I'm the only idiot that cares about the third quarterback. Most people say, "Well, your season's done." Not anymore. Teams have proven. The Browns a couple of years ago, you can make the playoffs with 5 starting quarterbacks. The 49ers wound up with Purdy, in the NFC Championship game, and then he gets hurt, and they're on their 4th quarterback of the season in the NFC Championship game. You need 3 quarterbacks now.
Yeah, I think you do. And obviously Marcus Mariota was a great, great teammate and backup quarterback for Jaden Daniels. So I'm unconcerned about the quarterback position. They do have to take a look at Josh and Sam and see who we're going to keep at number 3. You got no left guard in Brandon Coleman on this trip. I don't have an issue with keeping number 5 on the sidelines for now. He will most certainly play against the Ravens in 10 days. And on the broadcast tonight, you're going to get a lot of the guys who are sitting out. They will come and talk to Brian on the sideline, so you'll get an up close and personal view of what they're thinking. I walked up. I think one of my favorite guys right now is Laremy Tunsil. Talking to him, my Lord, I mean, he's a mountain of a man, mm-hmm. and then he's just so smooth with the way he is in his career. I asked him, how do you counsel the rookies to not do too much? And he looked at me. He goes, "You mean like BC?" And I went, "Uh huh." I mean, not BC. I'm drawing a blank here. The rookie. Good God, Josh Conley. He goes, "JC."
Yeah.
And I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Oh, I'm in the push. Push as hard as you want. You got to push right now.
Right, right.
He goes, go, go, go." Yeah. So
right.
So it's interesting tonight to see how this all works out. And you know, it's. I expect a decent game, but I hold no stock in the final score whatsoever.
We don't see it carry out a lot, but we see it a lot in these joint practices, the scuffles, and we saw Vrabel come away with that. You don't expect, there's no way for you to know, but you don't expect that to be any sort of storyline tonight, right? Will you guys spend a lot of time talking about that?
Zero. The only thing we'll talk about is the fact that Vrabel came out of there bloody.
Yeah.
That's the best part. And the greatest line that he had, which was when one of his players asked him, "Coach, you got blood on your face," mm-hmm. and he said, "You should have seen the other guy." That was Vrabel. So that's the kind. That'll be the. That'll be.
Right.
No, I don't. That will not be a storyline. The storyline really is who is going to step up, and as B. Mitch has said throughout his career, get your name called.
Yeah.
And that's you got a wide receiving core that is. There's a lot of bodies on that wide receiving core, but. They're not going to keep all those guys.
No.
Who's going to step up?
Is there somebody besides Jalen Lane that's caught your eye from that group throughout?
I like Gallup. And strangely enough, even though I've seen him drop a few balls, it's weird. Chris Moore, who I think is the guy that Jaden threw out of the huddle last week for a false start and then came right back to him and threw him a ball. But he dropped the perfect pass. I'd like to see somebody like that, even though he's in his
He's got plenty
year.
Of experience, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's no Noah Brown, there's no Terry, so, I think Jalen can do it in the return game, and it'd be great to see a Virginia Tech kid on this roster.
I'm a little worried about, and of course that leads us into Terry here in just the last couple of minutes before you leave us. Chick Hernandez will be on the call again, WUSA 9 tonight, 7:30. The preseason lid lifter at Gillette Stadium for the Commanders against the New England Patriots. So make sure you check out the television broadcast, I should say, tonight on WUSA 9. So Terry, obviously, that whole situation, it seems to be getting messier. I don't know how much you want to talk about that, but you know, here's the thing, Chick. Not only is Terry gone, but Noah is, sorry, he's constantly injured. There's been inconsistencies even with guys that are coming back for year two, i.e. Luke McCaffrey. We know Jalen Lane's a rookie. We know the other guys, some of which you just mentioned. Right now, they're in a tricky predicament here of, hey, we don't want to overpay Terry, but we might have to pay him a lot more than we want to just because we need, like, normal bodies.
Well, why do you think Terry's holding out?
Yeah.
He's waiting to see. And obviously trying to get his money. And sitting out watching guys drop balls, get hurt, only helps his case. Just watching practice, in Ashburn, a few drops, and we all just sit down the sidelines and go, "Oh, Terry would have caught that. Well, Terry would have caught that. Well, Terry would have caught that." So, and everybody knows it. The coaching staff knows it. Terry knows it. Everybody knows it. Jaden certainly knows it. When your quarterback is leading the cheer, Terry, when he walks out day one, to sign autographs, we know how the players feel. I don't know how far apart they are, and I don't know how close they are. That's ironic. So I've said all along, I think Terry's going to end up being a Washington Commander. I don't think it's the best part about what this franchise and the front office has done is they don't leak anything.
Mm-hmm.
So anything you hear is coming from an agent. It ain't coming from the front office. And an agent has a job to do. And sometimes it's ugly from that side. Terry ain't talking about it. Adam Peters ain't talking about it. I think calmer heads will prevail, and they'll figure something out to make the contract make sense to both sides. I think that's what's going to happen. I hope that's what's going to happen.
Yeah,
it'll look a lot different.
I think both of
different without Terry.
Right. Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think we all think that. Have you thought about, though, I guess the other side? Like, is it possible? I know they've told everybody and their mother that they're not going to trade him. But is it what if Terry demands a trade? He's requested a trade. What if he demands a trade and it gets very hostile? What if Adam Peters gets an offer he can't refuse, which I don't think is going to happen, but you never know. What if they both sides just say, you know what, we're not making any progress, nobody's caving, we're going to divorce court? Have we thought about that component? Or have you thought about that component?
You said if he gets Adam Peters gets an offer he can't refuse. Well, you've answered your own question. You've answered your own question at that point.
Yeah.
Then fine. Then it's better for the team, which is what Adam has said all along. We will make moves that are better for the team. Would they like to keep Terry? Obviously they would. That's you don't put him on a pup list with a air quotes ankle injury and then let the guy come out and sign autographs without thinking, you know, that we want this to work out. This has not been a contentious thing. And if this was, you know, Terrell Owens and Eagles, he ain't coming out and signing an autograph after, you know, what's holding out. I haven't heard of that anywhere, really, of a guy who's holding out coming out and signing autographs after. It's the most surreal, bizarre scene that I've witnessed in a long time. So I know they're trying to work it out. And again, I'm about 85% sold he's going to be in the Burgundy and Gold this year.
Mr. Chick, I know you got to get going. I appreciate you squeezing us in. Like I was telling the story when I was up at the Army-Navy game at Gillette a couple of years ago. They broke out the lobster rolls at halftime. Yeah. Are you a lobster roll kind of guy?
I'm not. We had some the opportunity of the night, and I'm not a lobster roll kind of guy. I like lobster, but I'm okay. I'll eat my other seafood and some. I had a nice little steak last night.
Attaboy.
Attaboy. All good. All right.
Okay, well, enjoy Gillette Stadium. I appreciate you squeezing us in. We'll be watching you at 7:30 tonight, all right?
Thank you, brother. Appreciate
it. There you go. That is Mr. Chick Hernandez. Of course, he'll be on the call for the Washington Commanders and the New England Patriots, 7:30 on WUSA 9 with B. Mitch and Brian Colbert as well. All right, we'll take a timeout, do a trending alert. Mad Max has got that, right, or no?
I can if you want.
I mean, I could do it. You could do it. Whatever.
I mean, it's really up to you.
I want you to shine.
Okay.
Brother, this is about you.
It's always about me.
This is about you. Why do you think we catered in the bagels that... Oh, wait. We didn't cater in the bagels.
Yeah, I had to buy them myself this morning. I don't know what you're talking about.
Damn it. If I didn't have a breakfast meeting, I was going to buy you bagels.
You know, you say that every time we do a show together now.
Next Friday...
I'll believe it when I see it.
Next Friday.
I'll believe it when I see it.
The payoff. The big reveal.
After months of waiting.
And anticipation. No, not for the Commanders preseason game, but for Mad Max's Everything Garlic Bagel. Oh, jalapeno bagel, that is. I'm sorry.
No, that's what Brian put that on his sandwich today. He liked it a lot.
I know. But nobody wants
to hear about our bagel.
I know. We do want to hear about a trending alert.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, it is a feel-good football Friday, the first one of the year, thanks to Mr. Chick Hernandez, who will be on the call again tonight, WUSA 9, Commanders, and the New England Patriots starting at 7:30. So listen, we'll obviously talk more about the Terry thing. Look, I don't want to be like the idiot that said, I told you so, but we've been very worried about this contract for a long, long time. Not just when Terry opened his mouth, not when Terry didn't report to training camp, not when Terry had the hold in. We've been very concerned about it for all of the reasons that are unfolding. I mean, this was easy to predict. I have no idea why so many people were asleep at the wheel. That being said, you know, as we continue to say, not only is Terry gone, but also they let go of, and again, you can scoff all you want, De'Ami Brown, Olamide Zaccheaus, and Jamison Crowder from last year, and Noah Brown, who's arguably their second, or, well, I mean, this year he would be their third best receiver if Terry's there and if Debo's healthy. But whatever way you view him, he's completely unreliable. He's never healthy. So this team is in a big-time predicament. Now, I know Adam Peters and Brandon Sausna are not going to go, oh, my God, we've got to pay Terry $33 million a year. That's not going to happen. But if they are holding steady at, let's just say, $25 million, and again, Jim Miller from SiriusXM earlier in the week told us he had been told last Saturday they were $6 million apart. Fowler kind of readjusted his number, I guess, with Rio and said, you know, roughly 25. Listen, whatever they are, it's still a pretty significant gap, it seems. I think every option is on the table. No matter how hard they scream about not trading Terry, I think it's on the table. I think it's possible. I don't think it's likely, but I think it's possible. Because I think things are way worse. And when Fowler comes out and says it's somewhat fractured, the relationship is somewhat fractured, the reason why he's saying that is because the Commanders are way down here and Terry is way up here, and so is, by the way, the market. But it really is a tale of two markets. It's like going, if you think about it, right? The major supermarkets in the area would be Whole Foods, Giant, Harris Teeter, and Safeway, right? Well, they're all supermarkets. They all have a lot of the same products. But there's different things, pricing, sales, shoppers club this, discounts, layout, design, employee, right? There's differences in between the supermarkets. Right? So when I use that as a corollary example to say, there's two different markets. There's two different markets. There's the market that Terry and Buddy Baker see, which is DK Metcalf and everybody getting 33, 32.5, 80 million in guarantees, 60 million in full guarantees, right? There's that market. But that, again, that market is largely based off of a bunch of guys that are 26, 27, what have you. Okay. Then there's the market that the Commanders see, which is Mike Evans, Cortland Sutton, maybe up to T. Higgins, but not even really that at this point. There's two different markets. It's the same player. It's the same negotiation. It's the same issue. So there are, again, some similarities, but it's two totally different worlds of looking at it. And that's the crux that we're dealing with here. But when that crux, when nobody is willing to budge, that's how you get hurt feelings. And if the relationship is fractured, as Fowler indicated, that's not surprising. Fractured doesn't mean it's not repairable, but it's not surprising at all. All right, let's get you aboard on the show. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We haven't had any chance to take any calls yet today because of all of our guests, but now we are wide open for the rest of the show. So come and hop aboard. You want to talk about Terry? You want to talk about tonight's preseason game? We'll obviously examine some other issues along the way up until 4 o'clock. But let's start off with the good doctor, Dr. Sabah, who's live from Saratoga Racetrack in Saratoga, New York, and wants to weigh in on her wonderful Washington. And see, I didn't even call them the Commanders for you, Doc. How about that? How do you like them apples? Dr. Sabah, if we could pull her up here. All right, there she is. What's up, Doc? How are you?
All right. Hey, can you hear the horse race? Get ready to run. I cannot believe that my husband won $190 and I won $2.
Wait, he won $190 and you won $2?
Yeah, I already told him. What's his is mine. What's mine is mine. That is the wife rule, right? I'm making sure. Okay. I bet on Beach Baller and Social Scene. He bet on Beach Baller and Deep Learning. And crap, Deep Learning came in. So anyway, yeah. So my next race, I'm just getting ready to start. I bet on, just let you know, When Love Takes Over.
Oh.
And Midnight Trouble. So those are my two horses.
I'm feeling Midnight Trouble because I'm feeling all like right. There is a lot of trouble at midnight and really 24 hours a day for Terry McLaurin and the Washington NFL franchise.
Right. I'll get the football. I do have a football take. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, before the horse race starts. Okay. So first of all, I thought that, you know, since Taylor Heineke, McLaurin was the best, but now that Jaden's there, McLaurin's just a guy. So Jaden should be able to do it with anybody, just like Tom Brady did. He did it with anybody. The minute he had a real wide receiver, Mandy Moss didn't win. Name one high price, like number one paid wide receiver of the league that won the Super Bowl that year. There aren't any. They don't win. So if Terry wants a ridiculous amount of money, you don't do it. I got my deal, 40 guaranteed. No, 40 assigned, 80 guaranteed, 4 years. 124, that's the max I'm going to do. But other than that, you know, Jaden should be good enough. So, you know, the offensive scheme should be good enough. And so that's where I stand on that. So I don't know what you think about that.
Well,
that's crazy?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the numbers are crazy, but I mean, like by any means. But again, the Commanders seemingly are holding on to what you're kind of talking about, which is, hey, man, not only are we not going to give you 33, but we're not even coming close to that. We're not even coming close to that because we think Jaden Daniels can play with just about anybody, and we'll go out and find somebody that's a lot cheaper and maybe not as meaningful to the fans and maybe not as good as Terry, but is 80% of Terry, and we'll pay him 80% less. And that's probably the way they're looking at it, unless Terry comes down. And when I say comes down, I mean comes down into like the 28, 29 range, not even just 30 or 31, which is kind of like where I thought maybe Terry would have to come down to. I'm talking about like 27, 28, 29, as opposed to, you know, 29 or 30 or 31.
Well, just think about it. Even with Phil Duffy, right? They won this past year. They had A.J. Brown, top wide receiver. And I'm not sure if he was getting top wide receiver money, but he wasn't really vital in winning the Super Bowl. If anything, he was reading books on the sideline. He was like a diversion because Jalen Hurts really couldn't pass on third down unless it was a go play, you know, go ball. He had to do that push thing. So that's why I think that the wide receivers are becoming like running backs back in a few years ago where they're not going to pay them big time money. They're going to pay the quarterback and the left tackle and maybe tight ends, a linebacker, a pass rusher. You know, they're not going to pay the wide receivers anymore top dollar. Mm. So anyway,
all right.
That's what I think. But I could be wrong.
All right. Thank you, Doc. Hey, I appreciate it.
My next horse, I'm going to let you know, is when love takes over. No, I already said that one. My next one is, hold on, I'm betting it. Let me tell you. The next one is going to be, here we go. Ready? Make a prediction. That's all for you, Chris.
Wow.
Because you always ask for us to make a prediction.
All right. Thank you.
My next one. All right. Thanks, bud.
Throw a couple of bucks down and hopefully make a prediction wins. Thank you, Doc. Enjoy from live from Saratoga. Live betting right here on the Team 980. Make a prediction. And Midnight, what was it? Midnight Quandary? Midnight Rider? Midnight? No, Midnight Rider. There's my guy, Ben Cutsey. Midnight something or other. Midnight Quandary? Whatever. I have lots of quandaries. I have lots of dilemmas at more than just midnight.
The majority of them happen after 10 p.m.,
yeah,
you know?
That is true. That is true. See, maybe I should start drinking.
Like, sure.
And it would just take away all of my anxiety. Instead, I'm trying to work after 10 o'clock at night. Trying to prepare. Trying to be a good, studious young man.
No, not the way to do it.
No? Okay. anyway, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We'll take a quick timeout. Then we will come back and give Paulie the floor. He wants to weigh in here. Burgundy and gold back in the fold tonight, 7:30 in Foxborough. We talked to Chick Hernandez. Who are you looking for tonight? I mean, the obvious ones are Bill, right? Ja'Cory Kroski, Mary. Bill, oh, Bill Jalen Lane, Kane Medrano, and Trey Amos. I think those are the four. That's good. Who else are you looking at that you want to be impressed by, that you're hoping impresses you? 301-230-0980 on the Team 980. All right, it is a feel-good football Friday. We continue marching towards 3 o'clock. Still another hour to go. You know, Shedeur Sanders is going to start for the Cleveland Browns tonight against the Carolina Panthers.
You know what starts at 7:30?
The Commanders?
No.
What?
Well, so I'm extrapolating, but the Browns game is going to start right before, like about a half hour before the Commanders game.
Right.
That'll be my lead-in will be Shedeur Sanders cinema.
Right, because we did get some clarity, right? The 8 o'clock kickoff is right, but WUSA's coverage will start at 7:30.
Yeah.
Okay.
I assume that's how it's going to be happening.
Right. So that would mean we could watch Shedeur Sanders, like you said.
Or you dual screen it like a real sicko.
Yeah.
Which I might indulge in. We'll see.
Mm. You're a sicko?
For football? Yes. Yeah.
It's like a drug through your vein, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I got to be honest with you. I'm very curious by Shedeur Sanders, even though it's a preseason game. Very curious, to say the least. All right, let's get to our guy, Paulie. Let's get him up here before the top of the hour and let him take the air. What's up, Paulie?
Hail to the W, man. What's good, Russell?
Hail to the Paulie. What's going on?
What's going on, man? That's my man, Max. Hey, what's good, man? What's good with you, man?
What's good, Paulie?
Hey, listen, man. Hey, man, everything is good, man. Hey, Russell, man. Hey, Sabah. No, Russell. I appreciate your enthusiasm, man, to start the show for the season, man. That was real professional of you, man. You actually got me hyped up, man. I appreciate you.
Attaboy.
Sabah, shut the hell up, Sabah. Do not call up here no longer after your third margarita at the racetrack, man.
After your third margarita.
Sabah's crazy out here today. You know what I mean? And shout out to Mr. Malik, man. Sabah's husband, man. He's a good dude. I've fought with him a couple times before, man. He's a good dude. Hey, Mr. Malik, keep your money. Don't get Sabah nothing. Hey, but look, man. Yeah, she lost her damn mind. Because don't sit here and tell me about other teams winning Super Bowls. Kansas City had Tariq Hill. All right, Tariq Hill was on his second or third go-around for a new contract. That's why they decided to get rid of him, bro. And they've been trying to replace him ever since. The draft Xavier Worthy. You know what I mean? And they've been trying to replace. Look at all the free agent receivers they signed. You know what I mean? They've been trying to replace him ever since they got rid of him. A.J. Brown did get paid last year, and so did Devontae Smith. And A.J. Brown dominated the Super Bowl. What are you talking about, Sabah? Stop with that, man. As far as the Terry thing, and well, it all ties into Terry, I told you the other day, I said the team got to be willing to negotiate up. They got to settle up. They haven't moved off their original number. That's why I said everybody want to get on Terry and the whole, you doing your little, she and doing his polls and, oh, everybody's team front office now. Are you still team front office? Because that 23 to 25, that's disrespect. You know what you got in Terry. He's a playmaker. He's an asset, not a liability. All right? And I'm pretty sure if Terry won 33, he's supposed to, like I said before, he's supposed to start out high. But I guarantee you Terry will settle down. But the team has to make a move to settle up. Now, if they don't respect him, they don't want him, then get rid of him. Trade him. That's all there is to it. And don't put your belt, not your belt on that, well, we could, he got to play here on the contract, and then next year we're franchising. We're not going to go through this another year. We ain't going to go through this next year. He ain't going to play on his contract this year, and then we're going to have to go through all this next year. No, get him out of here. He's going to want to get out of here. He's going to request a trade, and you should get him, demand a trade, and you should get him out of here. If you don't value him at a decent number, 28, 29, then get rid of him. Why are we going through this? It makes no sense. And I said this the other day. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Yeah, if he does play on his contract this year, guess what? He's not going to put his body on the line. We see these players do this all the time on one-year deals. Last year with T. Higgins. He missed 5-6 games last year off a little dumb injury because he said, I'm not going to risk playing not at 100% and ruin myself for getting my money from Cincinnati or anybody else. And Terry's going to have the same motivation. It happened a couple years back with Jamison Crowder when he was on his last year's deal with us. He missed a lot of games. Every week they kept saying, yeah, Crowder should be up. And then game time, he's not up. But he got a little nagging ankle injury. He's not going to put his body on the line. So it's not conducive to going to the Super Bowl for either side. So look, the team is going to have to come up on their number. If they don't want to come up on their number, then get rid of them, right? And if they wait till the week, 3, 4, 5 days before the season to come up on their number, then they did a whole disservice for us the whole offseason, and it's just been one big distraction. And I'm going to get out of here, Russell. Everybody have a good weekend. Oh, one last thing. Listen, Shador Sanders, my son live out there in Charlotte. Him and a bunch of his friends, they all going to the game.
Attaboy.
He told me, man, them prices, them tickets are sky high.
Oh, I'm sure.
For a preseason game for the Panthers.
Yeah.
And it's all because of Shador Sanders. And the thing about Shador Sanders is, man, he was built for the attention. He was built to play quarterback, man. I've been telling everybody, all in the draft and all, he's going to be the best quarterback that was taken. Yeah, and he's going to be a successful quarterback. So, hey, let the games begin, man. Hail to the W. Sabah, I love you. Put the margaritas down. Shout out Mr. Billy. Keep your money. Russell, keep this good Friday enthusiasm. Feel good Friday going on.
Attaboy, and baby! Man,
slap the hell out of Russell. You get a chance. Hail to the W.
Thank you, boy. Just slap the hell out of me. Come on now. Don't be encouraging violence. Paulie was mad at me yesterday. Real quickly, for talking about the women's, the WNBA problem with the sex toys.
Yeah.
He was very upset.
Why?
I just did not feel that we should be talking about it unless it happened at a Mystics game. He's very upset.
It's a funny story.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not appropriate, though. It's not cool.
But it's funny. Well, of course not.
It's demeaning.
Yeah.
It's awful.
For sure. Of course.
I mean...
But fans are going to fan. Like, I don't hear the demeaning comment when it happens at a Bills game in the middle of winter.
That is fair. That is fair.
So...
Yeah, but there's an obvious reference and an obvious instance, and now it's like tied to cryptocurrency.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.